Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I spent some time at the MSU Alumni Association today with Scott Westerman and Lori Robeson. But there is another alumni association I'm running into a lot of members around town, and that is the Lansing State Journal Alumni Association. And I want to welcome in one of the new members, and that is Jeff Rudnick, who has worked in the sports department for just a couple decades. How many years, Jeff?
More than 27, Jack.
More than 27 years. And Monday was your last day?
Yeah, Monday was my last day.
Well, you know, there's kind of a Cleveland constituency at the Lansing State Journal, too, and we've seen that over the years with you and Neil Koepke. But what have you done the last couple of nights? Have you just started driving around aimlessly toward the State Journal?
No, I haven't gone anywhere near it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the way things were 27 years ago and changes now. Obviously, it is a different newspaper. It is a different newsroom, and the profession is different. What stands out to you as the biggest change from the day you walked in to the day you walked out?
Well, when I started, Jack, it was a morning or was an afternoon newspaper.
Afternoon paper, that's right.
My shift when I started, well, the first day I started, my job interview consisted of typing up an onlooker column, and that was basically my job interview. But when I got my job, my shift started at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I got off at noon, and that was my work day. The paper went to press at 9 in the morning for first edition. The second edition went off at noon.
Right.
The paper hit the streets at 3, and then we did it all over again the next morning. So, and then I think we went to mornings. I think our first morning edition was the night of the Hearns-Hagler fight.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Ed Sinesco was the sports editor, you remember well.
Yes, he was. He was the second person in the newsroom, though some mornings he beat me in.
When I started there and he said, you know, we're going to teach you to work the desk, and I still haven't figured out quite why. And he said, I want you in here at 4 o'clock, and I was halfway home before I realized that son of a gun means 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd never seen 4 o'clock in the morning unless I hadn't been to bed yet. But those were different days, as you mentioned, and we saw an awful lot of sports editors through there, Steve Klein and Jeff Rivers, of course, Jerry Ahern and Vince Ellis and
Brett Neal,
yeah, and now Mark Myers. So we've seen a lot of sports editors come through, a lot of managing editors, a lot of publishers, and a lot of new technology.
Yep.
In terms of the way a newspaper is put together, you talked about just the time frame, and now there's so much more interest in the internet and the website serving that, and there's so much more centralization, which in some ways is an economic necessity, but I'm not sure it's always a good thing.
No, and it kind of takes some of the individuality out of the newspaper. You know, people will call and people will be so frustrated, and I know I get this way with other places, just because you're calling and you can't talk to a human being anymore.
Yeah.
You're trying to call and get a question answered, and you call and you get a recording, and you need to press this number for this department and this number for this department, and pretty soon you're calling the sports department with a question about your wanting to take the paper or wanting to cancel the paper, but they know they're calling the wrong department, but they just want to talk to a human. And it's just, you know, you understand their frustration. You can't help them. They know you can't help them. But I understand the part about wanting to talk to a human being, too, when you feel bad about having to transfer them back to a recording.
But, sure.
And I understand, you know, that goes with this centralization that you're talking about. But you know, the other thing about the centralizing and the dehumanizing the thing is, a lot of people that I work with, and I've worked with a long time, you see them just losing their job.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of the state of the industry. Jeff Rudnick, 27 years with the Lansing State Journal, his last shift, Monday night, joins us. Jeff, a lot of people are familiar with your columns on horse racing and the Triple Crown, also covered a lot of boxing. But in terms of putting a paper together, or some of the memories you have that you smile about over the 27 years, can you share a couple of those with us?
One of the earliest memories I have, the guys who used to paste up the paper, Bob Gross was our prep editor. You weren't supposed to touch. It was back in the hot type days. And you weren't supposed to touch the hot type.
Right.
But when Bob was putting together his prep page, he would run back and he would pull out his tray to look at how his page was coming together. And that, of course, was a big no-no, but those guys never said anything. You know, and Bob would take a look and see what else he'd have to send out. And then he'd push it back in. So one day they decided they'd fix him, and they put his actual page somewhere else, and they built another whole page, but they fixed the rollers. So his page was just about done, and he ran back to pull it out, and of course the rollers came loose, and the type went all over everywhere as the rollers came off. And there's Bob panicking because it's a half hour before deadline, and he's on his hands and knees trying to pick up all these little pieces of hot type and trying to put it back together. And everybody's just sort of standing around trying not to laugh. And finally one of them just sort of lost it, and then they're all laughing, and Bob figured out they were messing with him. But he was just panicking lasted a good two or three minutes before they all laughed. But it was really funny.
For a long, long time, the pagination and some other advances, we had the compositors that would spit out the paper mock-ups, and then those would be pasted onto the pages, and you know, we would make them cut them line by line sometimes, and those guys in the back shop, sometimes they hated us, but they were great to work with. Those guys were an awful lot of fun back there.
Yeah, I was one of the first ones to actually figure out when we sent those out, just because when they had to cut them out line by line, when we had to cut them out line by line, I was the first. You know, they would. The more cuts you had in the paper, the more uneven the type would be, and things like that. I was one of the first ones to figure out how exactly to send the paper out so it had the right number of columns and the right number of cuts. So all they had to do was cut it once, and it would fit right in the hole.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out, because every time they would see me coming back there, they'd say, "Oh, geez, don't you have a game to cover?" So that was a great time, and the Lansing State Journal is moving on with some new technology, and going to have a centralized desk, and a lot of the design elements are going to be done not even here in Lansing, right?
That's the plan, I guess.
Well, we look forward to seeing you around town. You're not going anywhere that we know of for a while, anyway. And Jeff, we look forward to seeing you. I guess the first night of football season. You'll probably have a big smile on your face.
That's true. I won't have to be at work. And the plan is what Mark told me was come horse race time, they still want me to contribute a column and horse racing capsules and stuff like that.
We'll still have you on from Churchill Downs then. Jeff Rudnick, our guest, 27 years with the Lansing State Journal. We'll be right back with Tom Crawford on Ebling and You.